School-wide PBS is a framework for operating in schools. It's changing social culture and supporting students at all levels. You can be a trauma-informed school within a school-wide PBS framework. You can be a trauma-informed school outside of that, but it works very well. School-wide PBS, again, is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's different, and it can look different in every school. The basic tenets are underscored in each school. So a trauma-informed school or school that has trauma-informed practices, they support students at the universal level as well, making sure that all students are healthy and safe, and they could do universal screenings, and that's something that's supported in school-wide PBS as well, universal screenings for exposure to trauma. At the secondary level of prevention, if students are having problems, they can provide interventions that support them, again, and or at the tertiary level, like CBITs, or trauma-focused CBT, or different therapies, either the group or individual. A trauma-informed school would be a school that has a full staff that understands listening to students, not, you know, why did they do the certain behavior, but what's going on, you know, what's wrong with you, but why did you do that? It's very important to teach students the behaviors you want to see, and that's also a tenet in PBS. It's very important to listen to what they've got to say, look at data. So all those things really, really do mesh nicely. You're not going to learn about trauma-informed practices at a school-wide PBS training, but if you wanted to have your school be trauma-informed, it fits well within a PBS framework.